Would you pray with me? Holy God, inspire us with the words that we hear from Scripture. Inspire us in the words that we sing this night. Inspire us in the words of reflection, or inspire us in spite of them. The Bible says that when the shepherds had rushed off to tell their friends what they had seen, and the angels had stopped singing and left them in peace, Mary treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. For us, after tomorrow, it may feel like the season is over. We'll put away the wrappings, put away the dinner dishes. We'll probably stop singing carols. But in the time of Henry VIII, people fasted during Advent, partly just because it was winter, partly because it was a religious discipline. And then Christmas, and the feasting, and the storytelling, and the bell ringing went on for weeks. The caroling and the music continued after. For the poor, it was sometimes the only time in the winter there was enough to eat. We've reversed the order of things, as if the preparation was the important part, as if the shopping were the important part. Many years ago, just after I'd had a baby, my brother, who hadn't yet had any children, said to me, "I guess it'll take a little while for things to get back to normal." It's one of those things that people say when they're not really thinking. What's normal? This is just the beginning of the new normal. A baby changes everything in ways you are not prepared for. Someone else's baby changes everything in ways you're not prepared for. We know, as Mary knew, that if you've had a baby, the important part is only just beginning. This is the beginning of the story, not the end. The day after a birth, you've just begun unwrapping a whole new life. And each day and every day, you'll unwrap that gift, finding joy and sadness and wonder and newness every day. Howard Thurman wrote, "When the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and the princes have found their way home, when the shepherds are back with their flocks, the work of Christmas begins to find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among people, to make music in your hearts." Tonight is just the beginning of the unwrapping. Tomorrow, or the next day, when you're putting the wrappings away and doing the last of the dishes, leave the decorations up just a little while longer, at least till Twelfth Night, and ponder these things in your heart, what this might mean. What could be the new normal, where a baby's life is significant, and the poor huddled against the coal in stable or shelter are blessed, where the angel's song is heard in the new voices of people building new lives in a strange land, or in those building new relationships where old ones have soured. Ponder this in your hearts this night and all the nights to come as you unwrap your life one day at a time. Ponder this.